Let us pray. Gracious Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I live in Pacifica. This is my second journey into San Francisco this weekend, and I've enjoyed them both. Yesterday, though, I was invited to a house party at a home not far from the BART station in Glen Park. It's just off of Diamond Street. And the party was going well, and there were a lot of people and a lot of those kind of fractured conversations that happened. And finally, one friend and I decided that we would ditch the party, go for a walk, have a cup of coffee, get beyond the headlines, and have some real conversation. So we walked up Diamond Street, had a cup of coffee, and at dusk we decided to come back to the party to wrap things up. We had a charming time together. But the spirit of adventure fell on us, and at the corner where we had come up on the right on Diamond Street, we decided to turn left on Diamond Street and go back another way, look for a cross street, just see some new territory, do something different. It was an adventure, which reminded me, I told my friend as we turned down the street the wrong way, that it reminded me of an occasion when my family, many years ago, were driving the back roads. My wife and I were in the front seat, our daughter in sixth grade and just beginning to discover her omniscience in the back seat with our son in the second grade, who had not yet discovered his omniscience, but he knew who to ask. And we were kind of consulting over the map, my wife and I, and our daughter said, "Mom, where are we?" And she said, "We're on an adventure." And my son turned to my daughter and said, "What's that mean?" She said, "We're lost." So we yucked it up. And we walked down Diamond Street. And little did we know, rather than walking down into the valley that we had come from, we were now walking away into another valley that was going to take us not to Glen Park, but to Noe Valley. After we had walked for nearly an hour, we began to see ominous signs. Signs that always emerge in an adventure. On one corner, finally, I saw a sign, "Noe Valley Dry Cleaners." And it was open. So I went in to talk to the businessman. We needed some guidance. I said, "Well, is this the way to Glen Park?" And he said, "No, it's not." "Well, how far is it?" He said, "It's a long way. Do you have a car?" He said, "Well, it's a long way. Are you walking?" Because by now it was not only dark and cold, but it was raining. And I said, "Yes." He said, "It's a long way. Do you plan to take the bus?" I said, "Well, I don't know where the bus is." And he said, "Neither do I." I walked out to my friend and I said, "He doesn't know anything. He's not any help." And my friend said, "We're lost." And the bubble of the adventure caught. And suddenly the man knew what he was talking about. And Noe Valley began to make sense. And the street signs fell into place. And I knew that we had gone beyond adventuring. And we were truly lost. Fortunately, my friend, an urban dweller, was able to punch 5:11, find the bus just a block away, and we got back to the party a half hour later. But the transition in that evening, the important moment, was when the bubble of our expectation, our shared illusion, popped, and we were lost. Only then did we have the power to sort things out for ourselves. And as I thought about that, I thought about a poem written by the Native American people and gathered by David Wagner, an anthropologist who studied Indians, their nations, in Washington and Oregon. This poem is called Lost. And it goes, "A Native American elder was asked, 'What shall I do if I get lost?' And he responded, 'Stand still. The trees before you and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is a place called here. And you must treat it as a powerful stranger, both asking to know and to be known. Listen, the forest whispers, I have made this place. You can leave and return once again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to Raven. No two branches are the same to Wren. If what a tree or a branch does is lost on you, you are truly lost. Stand still. Listen. The forest knows where you are. Let it find you. My friend and I were lost. And although we were not in a forest, we needed to let Noe Valley find us. We needed to pierce the expectation of our now tattered anticipation that we knew what we were doing and permit ourselves to be lost and in need of the guidance that we so readily got, knowing that that was the case. Well, I was thinking about that as I read this passage of the 10 who await the wedding ceremony. 5 of them were awake and alert. They had done their homework. They saw where they were, the context, what was needful. They had made preparations. They were alive to the situation. Their eyes were open. They were living in the here and now. The other 5, for some reason, were having an adventure. They were lost in the future. They were anticipating what was to come hours later when the doors were open. They were in a transparent bubble. They could not see what was truly needed, nor anticipate the tools that they would need and be prepared for the celebration to come. Craig Bloomberg says, like the foolish bridesmaids, those who do not prepare adequately may discover a point beyond which there is no return. When the end comes, it will be too late to undo the damage of neglect. I thought about that. I thought about that occasion when the door opens for these 10 women and only 5 are able to walk through. And I thought about all the doors that open in our lives. How many times the doors open to the kingdom of God in fresh and new ways, and we can only step through, will only be recognized if we are prepared, if we have done our homework, if we have been clear about who we are and the people around us and the faith we share and the truth of our situation. They were lost, but they didn't know it, those bridesmaids. And while they were at the correct address, they were living in a bubble of their own expectations that took them out of the situation and made them lost. They were having an adventure, but they were not prepared. Well, I thought about what that means. What it means to be in a bubble, to be living in various situations, but not fully awake to them. I don't know if that idea of bubbles resonates with you, but I thought of one that I had some time ago. It occurred with my wife. We have breakfast together and then part our separate ways. And she has reminded me on occasion that this is not a good time of day to raise controversies. It's hard to conclude disagreements when one or the other of us is walking out the door. Foolishly, however, I managed to avoid that wisdom from time to time. And I recall years ago, there was a particular argument and I had a penetrating perspective on what I had to say. I tossed it at her just as she walked out of the door, slammed the door, and went off to work. Well, I spent the rest of the day doing that fight, clarifying my arguments. And they were, I have to tell you, after 8 hours at work, rather brilliant. And I thought by the time we got together for dinner, although I doubt that I waited for dinner, that I could carry the day. I was frustrated then when she came home and I said, remember that argument this morning? And she said, no. Oh. I said, remember the way you slammed the door when you left? And she said, I didn't slam the door. said, remember how you were angry with me? And she said, I was not angry with you, and I don't remember the conversation. What's up, Robert? I saw that I had had an adventure that day. I hadn't known that I was lost. And it wasn't until I discovered the difference between the Nancy in my head and the Nancy in the flesh, a rather more articulate, I might add, Nancy, that I was able to wake up to the situation and see that the argument was really with the Nancy inside of me. I came out of the bubble. I had to let go of my expectations and be present. And that was the only way that our relationship would have been restored in that situation. That's the story of these five virgins. They were trapped in the bubble of their expectation. They were not living in the here and now, and so they were not prepared. Now, a hassle with the spouse, that's only one kind of bubble. I have several others in my back pocket. I can have fears of money that will take me out of my dream life and have me staring at the ceiling for a good time portion of the night. I can carry bubbles of anger that I can dwell in for days or weeks at a time. I can be lost in the future, weeks from now. And it's really very hard to affect the future a month away. Or I can be caught in the past. Some bubble where finally, after 6 months, the brilliant response comes to me. But of course, the only way I can rehearse that is in my own mind. Way too late to pull it out on the other person. That's what this message this morning is about. The bridegroom who opens the door permits those who are ready to enter and acknowledges the sad truth that we cannot prepare for others. We can pop the bubbles of our own lives. We can learn to leave the adventure of fondling, holding on to, caring and nurturing fears and angers and resentments. We can let them go and see more clearly who we are and who the people around us are for us. My son, recently turning 22, now well into his own omniscience, but learning in spite of himself how to see life differently, said recently, Dad, is it still paranoia if you think the world is out to do you a favor? He has awakened to the grace of God. He has set behind him, I'm sure they'll come back, but for that, the bubbles of fear and anxiety and self-connectedness. The bubble is kind of like a mirror around us that only reflects back to us what we ourselves know or fear or feel. And coming out of those bubbles, what we are given is the gift of life, the presence of God. The ability to see people as they are in the world around us, not as they exist in our own heads. We, like the five wise bridesmaids, can step through the door into the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for the way that you come to us. You speak more clearly, if sometimes less loud, than the conversations in our head. Help us then be prepared. Help us back away from our own fears and thoughts and feelings. Help us be awakened, not from the adventure of self, but to the joy of being lost, where we require, even seek, the help of others, the wisdom and grace that you offer, and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us be prepared in every season. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.